I have a question here from Frazier, and he asks, under pure capitalism with complete private property rights and no public land, what would prevent a citizen from seceding from the boundaries of the established social contract? I guess I'm not sure what exactly is meant by this question. So you on your land can do pretty much whatever you want as long as you're not violating anybody else's rights. So if you want to plant a flag outside of your house and declare the house as Fraserville, a new country, as long as you're not doing something that violates the rights of your neighbors, of the people who you invite onto that property, you can pretend that you live in your own country. You don't. So the government that is the police force, the judiciary that enforces the law around your property is going to enforce it on your property. So, for example, if you invite somebody over and you kill him, then the police are going to come onto your land and they're going to investigate and they're going to prosecute you if you're guilty of murder and they're going to apply the law. And you can pretend you're on your own country, but it doesn't matter. The fact is you're not. So it's meaningless to talk about secession in that concept. The concept of secession has no meaning in that context and it's not going to apply. And the people who live around you won't let you apply it to it and shouldn't let you apply it to it. The law of the land in a particular geographic area applies to everybody within that geographic area. In a free country, that is true of all the private property within the United States or within a particular state, however one defines the boundaries of sovereignty. So it's meaningless to talk about secession qua individual because the state will enforce its laws on your property, and it should. That's its job. That's its role.